Blog Talk Radio.
Resonates about these words has to be the profound. It is imperative that one understands the mandate of discipleship in this manner. The call, kaleo in Greek, the effectual call or the effectual calling of Jesus, inherent mandate within it. And so, verse 27 makes us aware of the intense nature, the divine calling in Christ Jesus. That is the divine call and response, the response of the one who hears, akouo, the one who hears effectively, is not to be an emotional decision. It is to be a very intense deliberation on the nature and the consequences of following Jesus. Nothing is hidden. One is told in verse 27, and whosoever doth not bear his cross, present indicative. And here, bear means to endure, declare, or sustain. Notice, his cross. And during the time of the public ministry of Jesus and before crucifixion was reserved for non-Roman citizens. Non-Roman citizens were executed by crucifixion. Roman citizens accused of capital crimes were executed in a different manner. Fiction was execution by torture. And so the Jesus chooses this very compelling picture, eyes to the one who hears effectively exactly what it means to come after Jesus or to follow him. Notice the syntax, and whosoever doth not bear or declare or sustain his cross and come after me. Here the word after is an adverb. It is what we call the enclitic of time or direction. The enclitic cannot be. And we know that be is a state of being first. Cannot or does not have the power, will not have the power, dunatai, will not have the power to be my mathetes or disciple. Mathesis is the word from which we get our modern word, math or mathematics. This word is transliterated as very important noun in the New Testament literature. Because disciple bespeaks one who accepts the instruction given to him and makes it his rule of conduct. And so one sees immediately that his own will is to be taken over and supplanted by the will of a master or teacher. The disciple or mathetes agrees to conform demands of the teacher. Didaskaloi means teaching. Didaskalos refers to the one who teaches. Doctrine has as its goal the shaping will of the student. This is why the didaskalos, that is the teacher, teaches the word of God. The will of the student is to conform to divine revelation. It is through the acceptance, if you will, it is through receiving doctrine that one understands the compelling nature of the cross. There is no way to cosmetically transform the cross into something powerful. tolerable, something meaningful on a superficial level. The cross is what it is. The attempt to make the cross other than what it is outside of the understanding of doctrine. So, there are those who teach a superficial conformity to the will of God, which is not the will of God. The compelling words of the Jesus are what they are. One accepts, or one does not. There is no way to make the cross beautiful. It is, and it stands for, the destiny of the condemned one. Period. He goes on in verse 28, and he states, "For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first?" Very important, and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it. Notice here that in the Greek text, the word that is used for counteth is the word that represents pebble. Because pebbles were used, small stones were used to calculate. And the word pebble in Latin is calculus. It means to count or to calculate. To count or to calculate. As a transitive verb, calculate means to determine by mathematical process, acceleration. As a transitive verb, calculate also means to reckon by exercise of practical judgment. In other words, to estimate, or estimate, that is to calculate the likelihood of success. And so, Jesus enjoins us to sit down and count, first count the cost, whether you or I have sufficient or to bring to completion the decision follow him as a disciple. Verse 29, lest haply, after he hath laid the foundation, he is not able, another Greek word for power, to avail, he is not able to finish, and all that behold begin to mock him, saying, "This man began to build and was not able to finish." So, in verse 28, we have the image of a tower. Which is symbolic, or symbolically used by Jesus to illustrate discipleship. And so, the parable of the tower teaches us down and see if one can afford to follow Jesus. Verse 28, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost. a reading of the four Gospels demonstrates to us that there were those who attempted to follow Jesus and could not complete what they had set out to do. Following of Jesus to be rough and tough and to stretch their commitment to the point of breaking. Because this is not about self-will. Now, in John 10:27, Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life," verse 28, "and they shall never perish, neither shall any pluck them out of my hand." Follow Jesus is a very different way of being indeed. It means to drop or to stop wearing the old garments of the old self with its self-interest and its preoccupation with the things of the self, and to put on the new garment, that is, the garment of the righteousness of Christ, the imputed righteousness, which only He can give, which only He can provide. Discipleship means the dropping or the falling away of that which binds. Another very important word that is used in New Testament documents is the word luo. It is used in Revelation chapter 1. Luo means to loose. It is used in Revelation chapter 1 to refer to our conjoined relationship. In Revelation 1:5, one reads, "And from Jesus, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten out from among the dead," literally out from among the dead. The word "dead" here is not a noun, it is an adjective. "And the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins." That word in verse 5, luo santi, means literally the one who loosed us out from the harmation of us. It is the one who loosed us out from our in his own blood. In Luke 14:28, one is invited to count the cost, invited to calculate his decision to follow Jesus completely, which means a surrender of the cardia, the complete surrender of the heart, the mind, the conscience. One's intellect, one's emotion. Commitment to Jesus alone. Verse 31, "For what king going to war or going to make war against another king, sitteth not down first. Very important hermeneutical principle here in verse 28. Sitteth not down first, and also in verse 31, sitteth not down first. The repetition principle means that God wants us to sit up and take notice of what is being said. It means that the Spirit of God has something that he wants us to not down first, verse 31, and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000. Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth ambassadors and desireth conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever he be, all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. And so, in the parable of the tower, we are told, or one is told to sit down and see if he can afford to follow Jesus. In the parable of the king, one is told to sit down and see if he can refuse the demand of Jesus. In verse 38, one is told to be careful to sit down and calculate the cost, that is, determines, or if the expense is going to eat up one's resources. It is a very important term. It means to tear. It means to consume or devour one's resources. To follow Jesus in discipleship must be approached with remarkable candor. Following Jesus, be motivated by the most intense clarity of purpose. Verse 27, and whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me, again the adverb, the enclitic of direction or time, after me, emphasizes for us the compelling nature of discipleship. And so what we have before us is Jesus' cautionary constant on the discipleship calculus. It is cautionary. That is, verse 28, sit down and think about it first. Verse 31, whether one will be able. It is the down first to think about, to calculate the enclitic of direction for the commitment to follow Jesus. This is when one's life truly becomes salt. This is when one's life becomes light. This is when one's life truly becomes that city set up on a hill. Becoming a disciple is definitive. Becoming a disciple is substantive. Becoming a disciple means that one has decided to finally remove himself or herself from the cosmic system. Follow Jesus fully by bearing one's cross. By taking up the cross. And following Jesus. Different life. It is a wonderful life. It is a life that is filled with the joy of God, the peace of God, the wonder of God through Christ Jesus. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a wonderful day.